double dutch, then turn on the mic with a thumb stroke, subtle touch, cuddle clutch. Is this thing on like the fling with Mrs. King Kong this spring gone? Sing a song of slap happy crappiness. He came to blow like it was strapped to his nappy chest. Surely I jest, the best on a wireless mic, not an eye test. Yet I digress. But why stress? Try and remember when maybe bit the tender-skinned babysitter Gwendolyn. The type to hit and run and go tell a friend. Word to El Muerto, Cucaracha, exoskeleton. He know, flow like interstellar wind. Toe a rap gin by his toe into hell again. 1-2 check, me too. Loose wreck, see through your gooseneck EQ.
His name's Doom. They wonder just who is he, but don't worry. Believe me, he'll get busy when it comes to poetry. He's got plenty. La la la. La la la.
Hey, it's Marcus here. You're listening to the Good E-Reader Radio Show. The date is April the 25th, Sunday, 2010. We wanted to start this edition off of the Good E-Reader Radio Show and just summarize the most newsworthy events that transpired over the last week. We cover Slate, tablet PCs, and of course, electronic readers. So without further ado, we want to jump right into things. Barnes & Noble has released their Nook to Best Buy locations all over the U.S. So if you live in the U.S. and you want to pick up a Nook, you no longer have to order one online or go to a Barnes & Noble store. You'll simply be able to go into Best Buy and have the option to be able to purchase it in store. Now, speaking of the Nook, Barnes & Noble just released a television commercial. It's entitled My Story. It chronicalizes a young woman growing up from being a little kid to having a family and shows you over the years of her love of books and shows her gravitating from books to an electronic reader and shows her reading the e-reader on the beach. And it lets people know that in stores now, if you bring your Nook with you, you can now read up to a few hours a day. You can grab any book you want, read however many chapters you want. Similarly, like if you wanted to go into the store and pick up a few books and read and leaf through them, now with your Nook, you're able to do that. So, Barnes & Noble commercial, it's going to be followed up with subsequent releases of print media and online advertising. So, keep your eyes out for more announcements from Barnes & Noble. Speaking of announcements, Barnes & Noble has released a firmware update. It's update 1.3. It gives the Nook the ability to have a full-on web browser. So you can navigate on the bottom touchscreen and surf the internet in pure e-ink. So this is similar to Spring Design Alex's strategy by bundling an internet browser with the e-reader. So Barnes & Noble released a firmware update that allows you to do it. If you have a Nook and you want to get the firmware update, it's as easy as going to the Barnes & Noble website, downloading it, and transferring it via your PC to your Nook, or you can download it off of wireless by the address that we have on our blog. So if you want to get the address, come and visit our blog and check it out, as well as the web browser on the 1.3 update. We're also seeing games coming out, such as chess and Sudoku. So it has three different difficulty settings. You can play some games, and these are the first apps to be officially released. Barnes & Noble is planning on following up with these apps with releasing different types of applications, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Finally, in Barnes & Noble news, they're releasing two new e-readers. They're releasing the Nook 2, which is codenamed Project Encore. They're also releasing the Nook Lite. Now, the Nook 2 is the high-end item. The Nook Lite is the entry-level item, while the original Nook is the mid-range item. So, following up with the Nook Lite first, it's going to lack 3G. It's going to be pretty bare bones. It'll be about $199. It still resembles and looks much like the Nook does, but it minuses the internet connection, the 3G aspect of it, which lowers the manufacturing and final product sales. With the Nook 2, Not really too many details as of yet, although it of course still have Wi-Fi, 3G, it'll have about a 6-inch screen. The big rumor right now is that because these two e-readers are going to be released in Q3 or Q4 of this year, the Nook 2 might employ Freescale's new color e-ink technology. If you want to learn more about this, we have a few articles on our Good e-reader website about this. Freescale is the major manufacturer of electronic reader screens. They do everything from the Sony to the Kindle and so on. Now they've just developed new technology that allows color to be able to be displayed in e-ink. So a lot of new e-readers towards the end of the year are going to be in color, much like Fujitsu's new e-reader coming out towards the end of the year is full color. So look for the Nook 2. The big rumor is that it is full color, and it will be billed as Barnes & Noble's high-end item. Now, finally with e-reader news for this week, the Amazon Kindle 2 has gone on sale at Target stores nationwide. They went on sale today. You're looking at paying retail of about $259. They're not offering any price breaks or any type of discounts or anything like that for new sales. If you're looking for the Kindle DX, you're out of luck. Amazon has announced that they have no plans to release the Kindle DX in their Target. So it's hard to say whether Target will ever sell the Kindle DX. I think that they're experimenting with the Kindle 2 to see how sales go. Perhaps towards the holiday season of the year, they might put the DX on sale. But not only can you buy the Kindle 2 in stores now at Targets in the United States, but you could also buy gift cards similarly to the iTunes cards, where you buy X amount of dollars of credit, you can give it to somebody, they could download $30 worth of books, $50 worth of books, and so on. Now, getting into tablet and Slate PC news of the week, there hasn't been a lot of major newsworthy announcements this week. There's really only a few that we want to focus on, but we think that they're pretty important given that there's a tremendous amount of attention on Slate PCs, given the fact the iPad has been so tremendously successful. They've sold close to 1 million units so far. Everywhere sold out. They've delayed international releases by about a month because they just physically don't have the inventory. So there's a lot of market, there's a lot of writers, there's a lot of news sources, there's a lot of attention in general about the iPad and Slate PCs, which is a fledgling new technology that's really trying to catch on. And HP, it's the Slate, there's a lot of people's attention on that, mainly because, hey, it runs Windows 7, so all of the Windows-type apps that you run at home, all those little applications that won't run on Android operating system, which most of the new Slate PCs are running Android. So if you are a Windows user and you like your little applications, the HP Slate, a lot of people are really digging it, mainly because as the HDMI port, it has a lot of nice features. But here's the kicker. HP released the Slate to a very popular technological writer, and he got his hands on it, and the reviews of the HP Slate were not favorable. They were rather foreboding, to say the least. It does not look and feel like, when you get this in your hands, like the teaser trailers that you've seen on HP Slate. There's two trailers right now. You can watch them on www.youtube.com/goodereader, and we have a few of the videos on there. Pretty well, it only has 1 gig of RAM, but it isn't upgradable, so there's no easy way to upgrade the RAM and boost performance. It's actually thicker than the Apple iPad, which the iPad has been getting a lot of flack about being too thick and too heavy, but the HP Slate is a little bit heavier, and it's a little bit bigger. Now, the big concern about him using the HP Slate was that the operating system took a really long time to load, and the more applications that he had open, that the slower that it tended to be. So we don't really know if HP has finalized the HP Slate. They've publicly said some of the specs that I would have. It gave the full specs, such as the CPU, how big the hard drive is, what type of features it has. I won't dive into that because we covered it last week, and it's definitely on our blog, the full review of the HP Slate, so you can check that out. But our impression of it is that hopefully HP takes some of this information back, the feedback, and actually constructively reevaluates how they're going to be able to design it in such a way that it'll garner a lot of market acceptance. Our opinion is that it should really be using a new hard drive technology called solid state. Given the fact that HP Slate's hard drive inherently right now is not too big, if you were to have a solid state drive, your operating system would load in about 12 seconds. Running programs, running applications, despite the lack of RAM, would still be very fast and robust. We don't really see why a lot of these Slate and tablet PCs aren't using solid state drives. We know that they're expensive. Really, anything over 80 gigs is going to cost you a few hundred dollars. But we're at the time now where about 50 gig solid state drives, about $60 to about $80 if you can get a deal on a computer or tech website. So that's all we have to say about the HP Slate, despite the fact that this guy's experience with it was that of a, quote, glorified netbook, the way that it felt so plastically and clunky. So it's hard to say. We'll definitely report more on this as news comes up. Now, Dell has introduced the Looking Glass tablet PC. Now, the Looking Glass is a follow-up to Dell's announcements earlier on in the month about the Streak and the Dell Mini 5. Now, they're releasing a third one called the Looking Glass, available somewhere between June and August of this year. The Looking Glass is billed to be 7 inches. It's going to be running Google Android 2.1, whereas the Streak is only based on Google Android 2.0. The Looking Glass will have a forward-facing 1.3 megapixel camera. It'll have Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and 3G connectivity options. There's also a TV tuner module in it, so you can watch digital TV in a bunch of different formats. Pretty well all over North America and in Europe, you can get TV channels. So this is good news as far as it being a full-on multimedia device. And if you're grabbing television, then perhaps you'll save some bandwidth on watching YouTube videos. Now, Israel has banned the Apple iPad. This is not good news. Basically, the Ministry of Customs is banning imports of iPads coming into the country based on the grounds that they're not compatible with Israel's Wi-Fi standards. So they've begun to intercept imported shipments into the country, leaving people that are coming into the country with an iPad not able to bring it in, although they are allowing them to hold it and then come back for it if they do leave the country. But if you live in Israel and you've ordered an iPad, they are stopping them at customs, they're stopping them at airports. Basically, the military said that the iPad's Wi-Fi interferes with their military hardware, although Israel has a bit of a differing Wi-Fi standards than the rest of the world. So we'll see where this goes. It could be that, you know, you look at the iPhone, you look at other Wi-Fi laptops, they're allowed to be in and they utilize a lot of, you know, Wi-Fi. There's nothing that really changes as far as the broadcasting and the reception of data. So maybe they just need some time to analyze the iPad more carefully. But as it stands right now, it's a ban. You can't really get them in the country, although there are reports that some people have them and that they work. But definitely the government is dissuading people from purchasing them. Also, just in the last few days, popular MP3 maker Arcos has come out with a new internet tablet PC. Now, Arcos, as we said, is pretty well known for its MP3 players, its compact media players. Now it's releasing a full-color tablet PC, about 5 inches or so. Has a built-in FM tuner, does video playback. It's running Google Android 2.1, although they've done a way that you could actually run multiple applications at the same time. You will have access to the Android market. You'll also have an internet browser on here, as well as a proprietary eBuddy instant messaging client, so people that have Arcos tablets can talk with each other, much like the BlackBerry has their own independent messaging type network. Now, people are saying right now that it can get you about 16,000 different apps. A lot of the apps that run this tablet also run on Google Android smartphones. Now, they say that the price for this is going to be anywhere between $250 and $500. It's going to be Wi-Fi. Probably they're going to release one or two different models, but they're only talking about one right now, that it'll have 32 gigabytes of storage, 256 megabytes of RAM. It'll have an Intel ARM Cortex CPU. So we'll see how this one develops. As of now, there's specs and there's prices, but there's really no estimated street date. From our experience, a lot of these new technologies are going to be coming around summertime to autumn to the holiday season of this year. So all throughout the board, pretty well every month, it seems as though almost every week there's a new e-reader, there's a new tablet and Slate PC coming out. Sometimes it's really hard to keep track of all of these sort of things. To make things a little bit easier, we've really condensed on our blog a few really good articles, such as the top 5 anticipated e-readers of 2010, the top 5 Slates of 2010. So you can, amongst the multitude of e-reader announcements, and literally there's almost a new e-reader announcement coming out almost every day. If you really pay attention to it, that's really how it is. There's a new tablet, Slate PC, or a new e-reader being announced every day. Some come to market, some don't. In a lot of cases, you know, companies will build hype and start up Facebook pages and try to get a lot of people interested, and then sell less than 100 pre-sales. And there's a lot of competition in this, so it'll be interesting to see who comes out and releases a successful device, whether it's an established company like HP and Dell, or whether it's a newcomer such as the WePad, or perhaps the Juju Slate, or if you're looking forward to 2011, the Microsoft Courier. There's a lot of really great companies with exciting products. If you're looking at the next generation of e-readers, take a look at the Skiff e-reader or the Plastic Logic Q. As far as non-conventional e-readers, they're very, very interesting. So definitely I'm not going to dive into the semantics of the Skiff or the Plastic Logic Q right now. We have talked about it in the past, but we have reviews of them on our blog, so you can definitely take the time to look for and more information, read up about it. As I said, there's tons of Slate and tablet PC news information. We write about 3 or 4 articles a day as far as bringing you guys up to speed on specs, prices, product launches, announcements. And then every week we do these radio shows that give you a summary of the week's events. So definitely keep on listening each and every week. Also, we do have the Good E-Reader magazine. So if you don't have time to check every day on the most common news events, or maybe you're just not at your computer but you have a lingering interest in technology, computers, e-readers, every month we release a Good E-Reader magazine. It's roughly about 20 pages, and we cover the latest inside scoops on e-readers and slates. We also have a ton of interviews that we do with CEOs of companies. For the April edition of the Good E-Reader magazine, we did an interview with the Notion Inc. Adam and the CEO of that company. For the May edition, we actually have an interview with Fusion Garage, the makers of the Juju tablet. And we also have an interview with the makers of the Spring Design Alex, which is the new e-reader that just hit store shelves earlier this month. So keep on checking back at Good E-Reader. And we implore you to take out a subscription to our magazine. It's only $1.99. And you can keep informed on all the latest developments and news. As always, You can check out our forum at goodereader.com/forum. If you're the type of person that wants to download ebooks, we definitely have a great service that charges you by the month rather than by the book. So in the long term, you can save yourselves a lot of money using our service, as well as we cover pretty well every e-reader and every tablet Slate PC ever released or ever talked about. We have dedicated categories for them all. If you have, say, the Nook and you want to get the latest firmware update, we now have it on our forum. And we also have a ton of guides, tutorials, e-reader reviews. And if you have an e-reader and you just want to talk to other people like yourself that have an interest in books, we have book clubs. If you're interested in talking with other people that own the same e-reader as you, it's a great community to be able to get involved in and talk amongst yourselves. So for the Good E-Reader Radio Show, this is Marcus, and everybody take care.